Hello, hello, my beautiful humans. I am coming here finally after so many months to do another recording of my podcast. I know I've been MIA. I am really, really sorry. I know I wanted to be consistent and post almost every day on here, but obviously that has not happened. And it is April 25th, 2020 right now. And I am... obviously, we are all in quarantine on this lockdown, I guess, and it has given me a lot of free time to do a lot of the stuff that I wanted to do, just hadn't gotten time to do. And I wanted to just say we're all in this together. Obviously, this is such a huge, huge pandemic that nobody, I think, ever... expected it, you know, and it's been kind of hard on some people I know. And I wrote a little something for you guys to help you keep and know how important it is of maintaining your routine during this quarantine. Obviously, the coronavirus outbreak has impacted every aspect of our lives, so it's not a stretch to assume that your regular daily routine, I bet, has gone out the window. I know mine has, because it's just not the same. Getting up, getting ready for work, getting Damien ready for school, dropping him off at school, everything is different. So whether you're in the workforce or in school, suddenly having to stay home all day can be difficult, frustrating, and just a little uncomfortable for some people. Although for some, it can be really what they needed. Like for me, I'm really, really enjoying this time with my son. I am really enjoying homeschooling him and getting ready for our new arrival of our family member. Is really, really exciting. So I'm just soaking it all in, because I'm not gonna get this time back with my baby, just him and I. So we've been really bonding, so trying to make the best out of it, trying to see the good in everything is what has helped me in keeping a grateful mind, grateful heart. And I think it's what's helped me overall. But like I said, I did want to write a little something for you guys. When you're home all day, it's all too easy to get distracted and lose track of time sometimes. So it might even feel like your normal rules no longer apply. So why go to bed on time? I bet you guys are wondering. If you have nowhere to go in the morning, why get out of bed in the morning when you can work beneath your cozy comforter? I know I've thought about this. I know I've been guilty of going to sleep later than normal now. So losing your normal routine can even lead to snacking more or a poor diet and the end of your exercise goals, which you had, I bet, to achieve this 2020, you know. I know I've talked a lot to some of my clients, and that's gone out the window, unfortunately, because all gyms are closed. Whether you're already experienced some of these unhealthy habits creeping into your daily life, or you're feeling a toll in your mental well-being, you can probably benefit from establishing a new routine to survive the quarantine. So why is a routine even important, you're asking, right? I think that maintaining a routine is important to preserving your mental well-being during the coronavirus quarantine. Excuse me. Maintaining normalcy with your daily routine is essential to keeping your spirits lifted and staying off unneeded stress and boredom. Remember that stress does cause your cortisol hormones to rise, and that is obviously not good for your body and your health, meaning the cortisol hormone being the stress trigger that causes weight gain sometimes. So anyways, when life throws uncertainties at you, like this pandemic and like this COVID-19 stuff, you can cope better by relying on the certainties of a routine and what it's going to bring you. So you're asking, maybe, how do I maintain a routine during this quarantine? So if you're one of the many people struggling to maintain a routine during the coronavirus pandemic, here are a few tips to help you get back on track. Okay, my number one is find a dedicated workspace. So I know I've done this. If you're able to work from home, which is such a blessing, because I know it's been super hard on some people that unfortunately don't have a job, have lost their jobs due to this. It's very tragic, and I'm praying for you. I really am. But if you're one of the fortunes that you're able to work from home, it's important to set some boundaries. The idea of working from your bed may sound nice, but boundaries are an important aspect of remote work, because of course these boundaries may differ from person to person, but it's important to set some that work for you. Is stay boundaries might mean no TV or working in a room free from pets or children. Not always possible, but worth a try. But mostly boundaries, meaning finding a dedicated workspace that doesn't feed your distractions. I know it could be pretty hard and tempting when you're at home and the TV's there and the kids are running around wanting attention. So setting up a desk area or even finding a free table in your home where you can spend the majority of the day is a great way to reclaim the work setting you've been missing. I know I've been missing my little office, but I'm so fortunate to be able to be working from home with my baby, and I enjoy having my little work buddy here at home. So number two, I'd say maintain regular hours. If you typically work regular hours, make sure to stick to them. You know, it might not seem important to do this, but it can be difficult to separate your work life from your home life. So when you're working at home, it can be a little difficult to separate the two, is what I'm meaning. So working remotely does provide added flexibility that you might not normally have, but I say sticking to a schedule as much as possible can ensure you to remain a little bit more productive. Also, if you're not careful, I think you may spend too much time working, which can be very draining, or not enough time working, which can lead to unwanted repercussions of you feeling like complete failure sometimes because you didn't get done what you needed to get done, or you feel like you're not progressing because you're not doing what you're not really getting anywhere with much progress being able to fulfill what your job is. I know I do business development, marketing, sales, so it's been pretty hard to sell in this recession because so many businesses are going out of business and so many businesses are on a tight budget due to this economic crisis. So it can be pretty hard, I know, but on all fails, just know when to log off. That's my tip number three. One of the most difficult aspects of working from home is that you're always technically at work. Maintaining regular work hours is a great start, but what's to stop you from checking your computer on your work phone when you receive an email after hours? So quarantine is difficult enough on its own, so don't put added pressure on yourself, is my tip, by obviously continuing to answer the phone or respond to emails in the evenings. Remember that self-care is so important, so constantly being on the clock is definitely not self-care. I know I've done a little bit more self-care, such as like taking baths, meditating more. So, excuse me. Instead, I would suggest like to maybe mute your phone and leave your work things at your dedicated workspace and step away and live your life so you can maintain some level of sanity while stuck at home. Number four, one of my most important ones, is get enough sleep. No routine is complete without a sleep schedule. So when you have a long commute each morning, it's pretty easy to get to sleep early and get out of bed in the morning. On the other hand, when you know your commute is a short walk to your dedicated workspace, it can be difficult to stick to a schedule. So you may no longer have that crazy commute to worry about, but getting enough sleep is still essential to self-care during quarantine. So don't stay up half the night binging the TV show on Netflix everyone's talking about, and don't sleep until lunchtime just because you can get away with it. The best course of action is to continue to stick to your normal sleep routine, provide you're getting enough sleep with your normal sleep schedule. Plus, it'll be a lot easier to transition back into your old routine once this whole quarantine is over. Number five, make sure you move. I know this might be hard for some people because they do really don't want to leave the house, but if you can get outside just for a little bit to get a little vitamin D, I would suggest get moving, walk a little bit. Perhaps the most difficult part of it being all cooped up in your apartment and houses is that you're moving much less. If you have a smartwatch that tracks your movements, or your steps, chances are you've seen your activity take a steep drop since stay-at-home orders went into effect. So you may not be able to go to your gym, obviously, like I said, and you may not be able to take your yoga or aerobic classes, but you're still able to stay active. And if you have a space in your home, you can create a workout area to stay active. I suggest to try a simple bodyweight exercise like squats or lunges, or even run up and down your stairs if you have some. Obviously, you have push-ups, crunches. There's so many. I am actually in the process of finishing writing a little free at-home workout that I can send out to all the people that are signed up to my newsletter. So if you are not signed up, I will try to leave the link below so you can sign up and you can receive that automatically for free. Also, just because everything is closed doesn't mean you can't get some fresh air every now and then. Being outdoors is good for you. So take a walk or go for a jog every day to keep your heart pumping and your health where it needs to be. I think that's really, really important. And right now, being 38 weeks already, 2 more weeks, and our little guy will be here. I've been trying to walk more, obviously. So we've been trying to do that as a routine every evening, and D really looks forward to that now. So number six is don't forget your diet. Structured meals are important to maintaining a healthy diet, as you may know. Yeah, quarantine may make it more difficult to stick to your health goals. So you may not be able to go grocery shop as often, or your favorite foods may be more difficult to find. Order and delivery is much more tempting these days, and snacking can happen before you even realize it. I've been so guilty of this. But if your diet has taken a hit during this quarantine, then we have good news for you, because Ismail and I have been trying these new pressed juices that just really developed a perfect program to keep us on track. They're like a plant-based system, and it's really convenient and a really easy way to get your superfood nutrients your body needs. And I will go ahead and link them down below also. So simple. There's like just like 4 simple steps. The step one is like a morning, 8 a.m., whatever time you wake up, vegan vanilla protein, which is going to nourish your body and feel satisfied all day with clean, organic, plant-based protein from 10 superfoods like peas and hemp and maca, shaka, and sprouts, inchi. And then step number two is actually a green juice. So you're going to be nourishing with the green juice that's around 10 a.m. Everything's around every 2 hours. So that's an organic organic pressed green juice. Sorry, kind of like a little tongue twister there. But it's actually very, very popular green juice because it's like been award-winning because of its taste, and it's actually ingredients in there and how it's processed is not how do I explain it? So it's like filtered process, so it gets absorbed faster and you get the most nutrients out of it. It energizes and it detoxes and de-stresses you with over 20 superfoods, specifically formulated for optimal immune health. Right now, taking care of your immune system is vital, I think. And if you have a strong immune and gut health, I think you are going to thank yourself later when your body just responds to virus is better. So step number three is a beet juice. So that's around 2 p.m. and you feel like a boost of energy with this juice. It is freshly pressed organic beets, turmeric, ginger, and superfood roots that naturally boost your body's energy. It is super, super, super amazing. And number four, step four, is actually a pineapple chia cleanse. So you're gonna feel full and satisfied with activated probiotic fiber from sprouts, chia, pineapple enzymes, and probiotics. It's a daily gut defense and a mini cleanse to ensure you feel light, clean, and happy. I think the secret tip to this is to like drink it right before that big night out and be amazed at how your body feels afterwards. Although obviously you can't go out, but I mean, when you know you're gonna have like a big all-nighter or whatever. So yeah, that's something we've been doing to help with our immune system. I'll go ahead and link them down below if you guys are interested in trying these juices. And hopefully this little podcast helped you on getting your routine down and how important it is to try to stay sane during all this. I know it could be hard sometimes, but it is very, very much possible. So
Mama, I got it out.
Yay, good job, baby. So yes, I think I will go ahead and finish the podcast here because it is pretty long already. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Leave any comments or any questions, or let me just private message me if you do have any questions, and I'd be more than happy to connect with you, help you out. And I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening if you did listen to. And I am with you for anything. Okay, God bless you guys and take care. Bye.